I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
American Fiction has been slightly overshadowed among this year's Oscar nominees by more high-profile movies like Oppenheimer, Barbie, Poor Things and others. But it's up for 5 awards, including Best Film, Best Actor for Jeffrey Wright, Best Script and Music. Which is why I'm a little puzzled it went straight to streaming service Prime Video here.
Monk, your books are good, but they're not popular.
Editors, they want a black book.
They have a black book. I'm black, and it's my book.
You know what I mean.
The stories behind the film and the book it was based on seem remarkably similar to the plot of American Fiction. Thelonious Monk Ellison, played by Jeffrey Wright, is a respected author and academic. Respected rather than best-selling. He's too literary to be a popular black author, but as a black American author, he's too often placed in the worthy departments of bookshops.
These books have nothing to do with African-American studies. They're just literature. The blackest thing about this one is the ink.
I don't decide what sections the books go in, and no one here does. That's how chain stores work.
You get the idea, this was also a regular occurrence for original author Percival Everett and to first-time film director Cord Jefferson, hitherto a TV writer. All three felt pressure to write the sort of thing best-selling author Cyntara Golden turns out in American Fiction.
How did you come to write this book?
What really struck me was that too few books were about my people. Where are our stories? Where's our representation?
Would you give us the pleasure of reading an excerpt?
Monk actually goes to one of Cyntara's book readings where he's surrounded by mainly middle-class white readers, thrilled by her authentic voice. Except Cyntara's background seems pretty much as bourgeois as that of her audience. Straight from the Hamptons, as they say.
Yo, Sharonda, girl, you be pregnant again? If I is, Ray Ray is gonna be a real father this time around.
Monk is depressed, not just at the hypocrisy, but at the limited options he sees open to him. It's not as if he doesn't want a wider readership. He's sick of the academic world, his backbiting colleagues and the blinkered students he has to teach. He also has issues with his family, his siblings and his increasingly erratic mother.
Listen, Monk, you need some time off. Why don't you go back and spend a little more time with your family?
You know that all successful writers are tormented by their families.
You look fat.
Okay.
All these things conspire to push him into writing what the market seems to want. So for the people who lapped up Cyntara Golden's Wheez Lives in Da Ghetto, here's My Pathology. No, scrub that. My Pathology.
Look at what they published. Look at what they expect us to write.
I just want to rub their noses in it.
As a bitter joke, he sends it to his agent Arthur, who, as a black man himself, is appalled. But as an agent, he fires it off to a bunch of publishers. The publishers who were so lukewarm about Monk's recent literary work. And wouldn't you know it?
We sold your book.
No.
We believe Mr. Lee has written a bestseller.
It's a joke.
The most lucrative joke you've ever told.
Now, is Stagg a pseudonym?
Yeah.
Mr. Lee can't use his real name.
They love it, needless to say. It ticks every available box. Diversity, apparent authenticity, gangster chic, white guilt, and the added frisson that the newly named Stagg R. Lee may in fact be a runaway criminal. And once he's on the gravy train, Monk finds himself having to go with it.
Is this based on your actual life?
Yeah, you think some bitch-ass college boy can come up with that shit?
No, I don't.
American Fiction may look, at first glance, like a one-joke comedy. A good joke, mind you, but essentially, how long can our hero get away with his scam? But it's not that, or at least not just that. The theme is racism, of course, but more the expectations racism demands.
I'd be standing outside in the night.
Deadbeat dads, rappers, crack.
You said you wanted black stuff.
That's black, right?
I see what you're doing.
In fact, all the characters in American fiction fight against the usual stereotypes. The fact that Monk's entire family are doctors, for instance, even if his doctorate is actually in English. His brother Cliff, a chemist who uses his own doctorate for recreational drugs, is amused.
What the hell did you give her?
It's oxycodone, but knocks him right out.
You gave her opioids to sleep?
Yeah. You ever seen a heroin addict? Those guys take naps standing up.
It's dangerous.
Look, I'm keeping an eye on her. I'm a doctor.
So am I.
Right. Maybe if we need to revive a sentence.
The obvious target of American fiction is the smug liberal white audience. I'm watching wealthy publishers and movie producers thrilling at the chance to engage with racial politics, so long as they don't have to be the ones saying it, is often excruciating.
We love it.
What?
It is very,
black?
Yes, that's it. I'm happy you said it and not me.
Best thing in the film is the great Jeffrey Wright as Monk. After years of adding class to everything from The Hunger Games and James Bond to the movies of Jim Jarmusch and Wes Anderson, Wright is finally front, centre, the whole thing in American fiction.
They ran 300,000 copies.
Your books changed people's lives.
They're offering $4 million for the movie rights.
Yes!
The dumber I behave, the richer I get.
He won't win an Oscar, not this year anyway. The ambivalent ending of American fiction will see to that. But by missing out, maybe he'll be given a chance at a simpler, more Oscar-friendly role next time.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.